Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Meseches Tainus has been dedicated by Mr. Aaron Zweig, Le'iloi Nishmas Reb Shimon ben Nechemya Halevi.
We're learning Meseches Tainus, Daf Yud Aleph. We're going to start a little bit behind one inyan from Daf Yud Amud Beis in the middle of the Amud. The Brayis of this says the following. Ha'olach l'makom she'ein mis'anim, l'makom she'mis'anim, ha'reza mis'ani imon. Somebody who comes from a place where they're not fasting. The city that he lives in is a city which doesn't have a tzara, they're not wearing geizer tainus. And he comes to a place where they are fasting. That city that had a tzara, they were geizer tainus. Hareza misani imon, he's mechuyiv to fast together with the city that he's at that time there. The Sefer says, someone goes, imakam shemis anim, l'makam she'emis anim. He originated in a city which has a tzara and was geizer tainus, amakam shemisanim, and he's now in a city b'makam she'emisanim. Hareza misanu umashlim. He has to fast and complete his fast. Now, in the translation of the word umashlim, Rashi says umashlim means kol ataniyah shekibbo aleihem b'nei iroi. Mashlim means he not only has to fast this fast, he has to fast all the different fasts that his b'nei ir, his city, was mekabel. The Rambam says, quotes the Gemara, pretty much verbatim, but Hareza Mashlim, the Rambam says, Hareza Mashlim Tanisoi. He finishes his fast, meaning one fast, which is significant, like we're going to explain. This case of the Sefer, where he's coming from a city which is fasting, to a city which is not fasting, and he's required to fast. There's a machlokes in Mishainim, and like we're going to explain from the Achrenim, the machlokes, according to many Achrenim, is not a machlokes in Halacha, but a machlokes in the Pshat and the Gemara. Like we'll explain. Rashi says the reason why he's mechuyev to fast, Rashi says, the neisen olav chumri ha-makam sheyotze misham. You give him the chumris, you give him the stringencies of the place where he originated from. And that's Halacha in all minhagim. When you have, let's say, two towns, one with a minig to ask for something, and one with a minig that's mekel ukadaima, and a person comes from a town with a machmir to a town that mekel, the din is he gets the chumr makam sheyatze misham. This is a gemara in the beginning of the fourth parak in Pesachim. It's in Shulchan Aruch in several places, among them Siman Tav Samaches. But there's a tnai. It's only on condition that you're planning on returning. It's daite lachzer. You're planning on returning to the original place. Then you're bound to the chumris of the original place. If it's not Dait de Lachzer, you're not planning on returning, you're planning on staying in the new place, then you become a Teshuv of the new place, and you don't have any din to keep the Chumris of the original place. That's as Mavur in the Sugya Le'em Sachem. So, here also, the Rush quotes Rashi that the reason why you have to fast is because of the Chumri Mokam Sheyatze Misham. And he says, and we're talking about Dait de Lachzer, and that's what also says in the Torah and in the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Tuf Kufay and Dalit, that the din that you have to fast, the fast of the place where you originate from is when you die to Lachzer, when you're intending to return there. Taisus, however, the Ramaskal Ailach and Makam Shemistanim, Lamakam Shem Mistanim, Taisus says clearly, Loishna die to Lachzer, Loishna ain't die to Lachzer. And he says, Hail the Kibul Olav Hatainis, since he was Makabal on himself the Tainis. So already the Bach says that there's no machlokes in din. Even though Taisa says that this din applies whether he is planning on going back or is not planning on going back, and the Rosh says the din only applies when he's planning on going back, but Taisa says clearly it's Hail V'kibul Olav HaTainus. Taisa is talking about when he was Makabal on himself the Tainus. Then, since he was Makabal, he has the Neder of the Tainus, so then he would have to fast even if he is not planning on going back. Because he still has an eder. Mashengen the Rosh is talking about when he wasn't Makabal the Tainus, and then he only has to fast if he's planning on going back. But the Achrenim explained a little more. The Karen Ayra here, and the Beis Meir, and the Chabad Meisha there, and Tav Kafay and Dalad, they explain that the Ikam Achleikis is when exactly did he go from the place Shemisanim to the place Shemisanim. According to Rashi and the Rosh, he went before the Tainus started. The day before the Tainus started. So he's not Nichlal in the Kabbalah of his town if he left before the Tainus started. if he's ein dait de lachzer. The Kabbalah, of course, only applies to the people that are going to remain in the town. If he left before the tainus started, so if it's ein dait de lachzer, he's not mechuyif to fast. But if he's dait de lachzer, then he's misane umashlim, like Rashi says. He not only has to fast, he has to fast all the different fasts they were makabel. Because when they originally were geizer tainus in his town, they geizer tainus in all the townspeople, including those that temporarily left the town, if they're intending to come back, they're also considered the townspeople and they're also bound to the Tanesim. That's the Pshat Umashlim. He has to fast all the different Tanesim that the townspeople were geyser. But Tosis holds that the Halach Makam Shemisanim, the Makam Shemisanim, means on the day of the Tainus. On that day of the Tainus. And that's the Rambam Hareza. Mashlim Tanisai. He already started fasting. That's the Lashon. He has to complete, meaning he already started fasting. He has to complete his Tainus. So there, since he already started fasting and he was there on the day before the fast, when that's the Kabbalah Satainus, and he's Nichol in the Kabbalah Satainus of the Bnei Yair, it becomes Mekubal on him also. He gets the Chiv Tainus because he's there at the start of the Tainus, which is the day before the Tainus. And he started fasting with them, so then he's mechuyev to fast, even if he's ein dait de lachzer. That wouldn't be all the fast, that would be only that fast. Hareza mashlim means finishing this particular fast. And like Taisa says, hayel v'kibul olav atainis. And that's menegei of the seifa of the braisa. Now you have a similar tupshatim, a similar machloikisim shat in the reish of the braisa, like the Achrayim explained. The reisha talks about hayel v'kibul she'ein misanim, L'makam she'misanim, hareze misane imohen. It doesn't mention mashlim. Now, the Mordechai brings from the Riva, and the Torah also brings this down, that he's only mechuyev to fast when he's with them in the city. When he's in the city. But if he would want to break his fast, he could leave the city, be outside of the city she'misanim. He's from a makam she'ein misanim. He could leave the city, not be in the city with their Masana, and he could break his fast, and he could eat. That's what the Mordechai says from the Ravya. The Torah says he agrees with that halacha, but he doesn't agree with the Pshat and the Gemara. The Torah says the Pshat and the Gemara means that he came, that halacha would apply when he came on the day of the fast. When the fast started, he was not yet in the city. The day before the fast, he was not yet in the city, Shemesanim. He came on the day of the Tainus. So while he's in the city, he has to fast with them, because as halacha, you have to be mishtatef from tzaret zibri. You can't be like a chasim beina avelim. There's a problem of ayishana adam ne'am machlekes. As long as you're in the city, you're mechuyev to fast with the townspeople. But if you leave the city, since you're not really from b'nei oisim makot, then you don't have to fast. But the Torah says that the Gemara doesn't mean that. What the Gemara means is he came the day before. He came the day before he was there, on the Erev HaTainus. He was there when the Tainus started. He was there when the Chalais Kabbalah's Tainus was Chal. So therefore, since he was in the city, and it would seem, even if it's Dait Elachzer, of course, there's a din to Mishtatef with the Tzibur that you're there. There's a din to be a part of the Tzibur, even though you're not planning on staying there. So you're Mechuyev to fast, and the Chiyev is Chal Be'etzim. It's Chal the Chiyev Neder on you, and you have to fast, even if you're going to leave the... even if you're going to leave the city. That's how the Achrayim understand the Torah, that's how the Taz explains it. Even if he wasn't personally Mekabel, but he comes a chelik of the Kabbalah of the city as long as he was there the day before. So the Achrayim say, these are the same two shittas in the Reisha. The Torah goes with the Rosh and Rashi, that the Pshat is, al tzchum makam sheyatzim misham, that's why in the Sefer, the Halach makam she'misan al makam she'ein misan, he has to fast, not that he came the day of the Tainus, he came the day before. We're talking about Dait Lachzer, and even though he's not in the city, but he gets the chumris of the city. And the other case, Halach Makayim She'ein Misanim, L'makim She'misanim, it's also not that he came the day before. And the Chiddush is that since he was there the day before, he was there by the Chalais Kabbalah Satainis, he was there when the Tainis started, the Kabbalah's Chalfim also, even though he's not from the Bnei Yisrael, even though he's planning on going back to the Makim She'ein Misanim. And the Mele, he'll be Mechuyiv to finish the fast, even if he leaves the city, because it was chal on him. At that, the Braisa said umashlim in the Seifa, and not here. Here, both cases, he has to finish this fast, but the Seifa means umashlim, means like Rashi says, mashlim all the different fasts, because he blames part of the Makam Shemes Anim because he's died to Lachzer there. So he gets the Chum of all the different fasts. Mashenki in here, he's really from Makam Shemes Anim. So while he's in the city, in other words, the fast that he was in the city at the time of the Kabbalah Satinus, on the Erev Atinus, that fast is Mechuyev to fast, but not all the fasts. But the Mordechai, he goes with the Shita Satisvis that we're talking about you coming on the day of the fast. If you come on the day of the fast, less man than Poland, you don't get the Kabbalah of the Tainus. You weren't there at the start of the Tainus. You don't get the Kabbalah of the Tainus. So Eina Chanami Yemuchliyev to fast, Kozman, you're in the city. But if you leave the city, then you're not Mechuyev to fast. That's why it doesn't say Reza Mesanu Mashlim. These are the two Pshatim in the Braisa. And now let's see the Gemara on Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara says, Amrei Shlokish, Osla Adon Lashamish Mitase B'Shnei Ravim. It's also Tashvish Hamit in the times of a famine. Shnemel Yosef Yulat Shnei Banim Eterim Tovei Shnasarov. Since the Pasuk stresses that Yosef had his two sons before came to Shnasarov, that indicates that B'Shnasarov, B'Shnasar, there's a famine, there is an Issa Tashvish Hamit. The Gemara goes on, Tana Chasuchei Banim Meshamishim Mitaseim B'Shnei Ravim. Chasuchei Banim, someone who doesn't have children, can Meshamish Mitaseim B'Shnas Ravim. Rashi says Chasuche Banim is Chaseri Banim, does not have children. And in Meshamesh, Rashi says Shlekaim with Piri Virivya. Rashi says that they weren't Mekayim Piri Virivya. There is a discussion in the Paiskim if that means that if as long as he doesn't have a son and a daughter, even if he has several sons or several daughters, but doesn't have one of each, so he wasn't Mekayim Piri Virivya, is he called Chasuche Banim? Lashon of Rashi here Shlekaim Piri Virivya is Mashma. As long as he doesn't have a son and a daughter, even if he has children, he has several sons or several daughters, as long as he doesn't have one of each, so he wasn't Mekayim Piri Virivya, so he's allowed to be Meshamish. Rashi on the Rif just says She'ein Lo Banim. There might have been Tunis Chayis in Rashi. The Rambam's also Mefurish that as long as he wasn't Mekayim Piri Virivya, he says, he's also the Shamish Mitasa B'Shnei Ravai. Vaistos is totally in the key of Mitzvah's Piri Virivya. For that, you need a son and a daughter. The Ran and the Ritva also say, this Lashon. Ma'aseh de Me'iri is mashma that, like we saw Rashi in the Rif, that if you have some children, even if you weren't Mekayim the Rivya, there still is an Issa Tashmish B'Shnas Ravin. The Shiltis also says that. The Shiltis and Shiltach of Beis is mashmits Tali and not having children at all. The Ma'aseh de Beis Yosef is klar, and that's how it's the Pesach in the Shulchan Aruch, as long as there wasn't a key in Piri V'Rivya, it's Mutter to Meshamish B'Shnas Ravin. The Taz holds that no, Chasuche Banim is Mashma, don't have children at all. And like we said, it seems to be Machlek is Yishainim, but Rav Yishainim seem to Neman like the Shulchan Aruch. And that's how the Mishnah Berurah paskins. As long as he doesn't have a son and a daughter, there's no Issa L'Shamish B'Shnas Ravai. This halacha is brought in Shulchan Aruch. It's brought in Simon Tav Kafay and Dalet by Hilchas Tainis. It's also brought in Reish Simon Reish Mem by Hilchas Tashmish Hamita. The Mashal learns up in Taisvis. And the whole din is just the Midas Chasidus, but that's not the only Pshat in Taisus. In Chedushe Agadus L'Mashah, it's Mashmi learned of Taisus like the Bach, like we'll discuss soon, that even Taisus holds that Al Kapanim for someone who was Mekayim Piri V'Rivya, there is an Issa Mamish. In this Inyan, the Beis Yosef brings from the Yishalmi that says that Yilana be Meshamish B'Shas Badaleil Tvila. Badaleil Tvila Yilana be Meshamish. So Pashas Yishalmi sounds like it's talking about a Chasuche Banim. Now Chasuche Banim, even though the Gemara here says it's Mutati Meshamish, but it's only by the Leil Tefillah that Mutati Meshamish. But the Beis Yosef says, what's the story for that? And the reason why they're being Meshamish is they can have children. What's the difference to Leil Tefillah or not to Leil Tefillah? They should be Meshamish as much as they need to have children. So the Beis Yosef learns up the Yishalmi that what it means is even non-chasuche banim, everybody is mutter by the leil tefillah. And that's what the Paskins, the Ramah brings it down, that by the leil tefillah it's mutter, even not chasuche banim, there's a hetem of leil tefillah. Leil tefillah is always mutter to be mishamish. The Magen Avraham argues on the Beis Yosef. The Magen Avraham says, it can't be there's a hetem of leil tefillah. The Gemara doesn't mention it. The Rishonim, the Paskim, nobody mentions it's hetem of leil tefillah till the Beis Yosef. Can't be such a het of Leil Tefillah. He says, Avadid Pshat in Yishalmi is that it means Chasuche Banim Mutter Leil Tefillah. And the reason why the Yishalmi is only Matter B'Leil Tefillah, because Yishalmi holds like what it says in the Gemara Nida, that the Isha can only be Mis'abe, the Isha can only become pregnant by the Leil Tefillah. So a male could only have children by the Leil Tefillah, so they're only Mutter by the Leil Tefillah. But that's only for Chasuche Banim. So the Magen Avraham says that for Chasuche Banim, you don't have to do machma like the Yerushalmi, because the Bavli's not mashing away. The Bavli says it's mutter, it doesn't give any exceptions. The Paiskin don't bring down any exceptions. So for Chasuche Banim, you don't have to do machma like the Yerushalmi and say that's only mutter by Leil Tvila. Mashenkein, to be makel, to say the Yerushalmi means even those with children that were in the Kayim period of Rivia, and still it's mutter by Leil Tvila, there's no makar for that. That's tainit the Magen Avraham. Kam achreinim usin emon like the Magen Avraham. The Mishnah Berurah l'mais is mitzadet the paskin like the Shulchan Aruch that it's mutter by Leil Tvila. Frat, he says, by Sharet Tzaris, because the Gemara really only says Ravlin. The Gemara says a famine, doesn't say by all Tzaris. The Yerushalmi says all Tzaris. Rebbe says mashma that way because it's all basa taima. L'chayr, the time is to mishtatif in the Tzaret Tzibur, so what's the difference Ravlin or other Tzaris? Malkaponim, it doesn't say in the Gemara an Issa by other Tzaris, only the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says a hetta by Leil Tvila. So tainit the Mishnah Berurah that Akaponim by Sharet Tzaris Zichri Kimata by Leil Tvila. His mitzadet also, it sounds that Kimata by Leil Tvila, even by Ravain, Kadasa Beis Yosef. The Eliyahu brings a Sefer Divrei David from the Taz. It's a Sefer Alatari from the Taz. It's in Parashas Miketz on this Pasuk, L'Yosef Yulot Shnei Banim, where the Taz says a Chiddush there in the Divrei David, that this is only if you're being Mishamish for Tainug. If you're mishamish for kiyam amin, it sounds like even if you were mekayim peri of you. But the reason why being mishamish is to have more children. Well, let's say someone's mishamish because he's afraid he'll come to an isser if he's not mishamish. That's mutter. Because the ikka isser is you can't be misanig when the tzibur is mitzay. The Rambam mentions that lecharetz is stirim to the Taz that says that chasuche banim is dafka. And even if he wasn't a Mekayim Periviv, as long as he has some children, it's Aser. And there he says that for Kima Min, it's Mutter. The Tzarechian. Akapanim, the Shari Tshuva also brings this Divrei David, and the Mishnah Berurah also brings it in Siman Reish Mem. He brings it, sounds like he brings it La Halacha. Well, Alzeh Samchu, that you don't find people ever being Noyig with such an Isser, could be a little bit, it's a Shaila, what the Gedder of the Shnas Tzara, what's the gather of an Ace Tzara? But even when Klal Yisrael had a Gevaldig Tzara, you don't find like upon him there abundant Mepharshim such an Isser. It could be because they named on that will end up to becoming Mechshaylam al Yidei Mepharshim the Isser. And B'makam at the Zachshash Mechshal, you could be Saimich on the Divrei David that it's only Latinic, not if it's to take off a Mechshal. Now, Taisus asks a Kasham, that what's the pshat if there's an isser to mishamish b'shnei ravin, and that's why Yosef had to have his two children before the shnei ravin. What's the pshat that it says that Yecheved was neilid bein achaymis? So that means that Levi was mishamish and had his daughter Yecheved b'shnas ravin. How could Levi be over on this isser of mishamish b'shnei ravin? Now there's a lot of rain on this kasha. There are basically three basic terutzim. We're going to speak them out. And a lot of shaklevataya and pilpul on each one of the terutzim, like we're going to explain a little bit. Taisus Lashin is that the yesh loyma de lekuli amalav the iser el misha writes a linik atzur bechasidus the yosef leshimish av hashayim ben adam shimshu. So it sounds like Taisus is saying that the whole iser is not really an iser; it's just the midas chasidus, and Yosef was neig with the midas chasidus, and Levi wasn't neig with the midas chasidus. The Mashon and Chedushi Halacha seems to Neman. But Revi the Mepharshim don't Neman that way. Mefrat the Tshver, why shouldn't Levi be Neig with the Midas Chasidus? Levi also was to Mechav Urechel Ish Chasidecha. Levi also had a Gvaldig Chasidus. So the Pshat that the Mashon says in Chedushi Agadis and the Bach says is Pshat and the Mepharshim seem to learn, the reason is because they weren't Mekayim Piri Verivya. And this wouldn't stem with the Taz that says that you need Dafka Chasuche Banim, which then with the Rambam and the Rashi and the Beis Yosef that holds that as long as you weren't Mekayim Periviv, there's no Isser. So Yosef had only two sons, didn't have a daughter, and Levi had three sons, didn't have a daughter. So them is his Fakaitishver. If they weren't Mekayim Periviv, so what's the shot that Yosef was Machmet? So that Taisus says Yosef was Machmet Samidus Chasidus. Even though he was a Mekayim Periviv of Yavaisis, he's a Midas Chasidus to be Machmer, and Levi was a Machmer on this Midas Chasidus. Then the Bach Red Zeis, if why Yosef was machmir was takal to midas chasidus, so where do we see in the pasuk there's an iser? Anyway, in this case it wasn't aser because it's chasuchei banim. Elamayit to midas chasidus. So how do you know that if there was banim, there's an iser? So that the Bach and the Mashor and Ois, that the pshat is that if there's an iser when there is banim, when there already was a kiyum of peri of rivya, so al kapanim by chasuchei banim there'll be a midas chasidus. But if there's no iser for someone with banim to mishamish, then it wouldn't be shaykh to say that there's even a midas chasidus when there's chasuchei banim. So that's the first pshat, that really here it's mutter as chasuchei banim, and by Yosef also it's mutter. Now by Yosef there was a midas chasidus and Levi wasn't knowing the way he wanted mekayim piriv rivya. And the reason why you know there's an iser is because if there's a midas chasidus without banim, in them state that there's an iser even with banim. Now in this teretz that Levi was mishamish because he wasn't mekayim piriv rivya, there's one other mahalach, the Das Kenem Ibali Ataisa says that he says this teretz also that Levi was mishamish because he was already mekayim piriv rivya. But he asks the kasha, so what about Yosef? So he says that Yosef holds like Beishamai. Beishamai says that you mekayim piriv rivya with Beis Chor. So Yosef held like Beishamai. He already had Menashe and Ephraim. He was already mekayim piriv rivya. It's a little bit shver to say that Yosef held like Beis Shammai. It's also a little bit shver because it's mashma that the drasha is that Yosef had to have his two sons terem tavish nasarov. Because once it was tavish nasarov, he wouldn't be able to have his two sons. But then, l'chaya, if it wasn't tavish nasarov, if he didn't have his two sons before the shnasarov, he'd be able to have them b'shnasarov because he wasn't mekayim piriv rivya. So l'chaya, the drasha is mashma even if he wouldn't have had two sons, he would be usher to have them. He wouldn't be answered by saying Beis Shammai. Ram Seif al HaTorah says a little bit different. He says that a ben Noach is Mekayim Piriv Rivya with one son. So Kaidim and Torah, there was already a kiyum of Piriv Rivya with one son. So what's the pshat on Levi then? So how could Levi be Meshamish if Kaidim and Torah is a kiyum of Piriv Rivya with one son? So the Ram Seif says was Levi was an Eretz Yisrael. And the others kept Kol HaTorah cool in Eretz Yisrael. So in Eretz Yisrael, they had to keep the Piriv Rivya to have a son and a daughter. And that Levi didn't have, so he could be Meshamish. Mashenk and Yosef was in Chutz Laaretz. In Chutz Laaretz, the others didn't keep the Torah. Yaakov married two sisters in Chutz Laaretz. So Mel in Chutz Laaretz already was a keen Piriv Rivya with one son, and Meli couldn't be Meshamish. If you're going to say like the Chassam Seifer, Bemis, you could say a little differently. You could say like the Parashas Drachim. It's Yidu, the Parashas Drachim makes the whole machlokes l'shitasa Yosef and the Shvatim that he holds that the Shvatim were already Yotze Mechlal B'nei Noach. The Shvatim held that the others were already Yotze Mechlal B'nei Noach, even Lekula. Explains that's a pshat that the Shvatim ate Eva Menachai. It wasn't really Eva Menachai. It was like a Ben Pekua, which for Yisrael it's Mutter, because if you have a Shechita it's Mutter. Mashiach and Yosef held, they didn't go out Mechlal B'nei Noach L'chumra. They still had Dinei B'nei Noach L'chumra, so Mela, since in Dinei B'nei Noach, Shechit does not matter, so Mela, it was Eva Menachai. And who had done all the other Machlokes in the Parashas Drachim as a Ganze Pulpul, explaining how Yosef held that they were like B'nei Noach L'chumra, and the Shvatim held that no, they weren't like B'nei Noach L'chumra, they were completely like B'nei Yisrael. So it's very good, Yosef v'shitasai, he couldn't be Meshamish, even though he didn't have a Ben and a Bas, because Bnei Noach already have a key in Piriv Rivya. So L'chumri had to say he was Mekayim Piriv Rivya, and then he can't be Meshamish B'shnas Rav. Mashiach and Levi held like the Shvatim, they were ready Yitz Bnei Noach, even Yitz Bnei Noach L'Gamri, that the Din of Yisrael, even L'Kula, and Memele, they didn't have a key of Piriv Rivya, and Memele could be Meshamish B'shnei Rav. That's Alts B'negei Taisus Teretz. The Ran and the Ritva say there are another Teretz. The Ran and the Ritva say that the Teretz is the reason why Levi was allowed to be Meshamish was because the only din to Meshtate from Tzar HaTzibur is Dafka Tzar of Yisrael. The Tzar of Goyim is not enough to Aser. So Meili says, the Ritva, the Ran, they say that Yosef didn't know what he was doing with the brothers in the Shvatim. He didn't know. So by him, he had to assume that they were in the Rav, they were in the famine. And Mela, he had an Issa Tashmish. Mashiach and Levi knew what he was doing. Levi knew that the Shvatim had bread, they had what they needed. And Mela, he was allowed to be Meshamish because there was no Tzar to Yisrael. Now the shaila mefarshim asks on this kasha is, why wouldn't the shvatim be mechuyev to be misana, to be mishamish because of Yosef? So the Ran says, v'Yosef nami yoydim hayu boi sheyishoye berevach. They knew that Yosef was shoye berevach. So the Beis Yosef asked on the Ran, any day in Mehechon Yoda, how did he know sheyoydim tisha hayshiva chadashim koydim yudasim lemitzrayim? Because his kasha is like this. He's naming on that when it says that Yecheved was noilad bein hachaymais, it means right when they came into Mitzrayim, Yecheved was noilad. So when was Levi Mishamish? Either 7 or 9 months before. So then they Bechlal didn't know that Yosef was the Adon in Mitzrayim. They didn't know anything about Yosef. So how would they know that Yosef was Shari B'Revach? Effect on the Ran, a starker kasha on the Ran. Now the Birki Yosef says that our Gerson in the Gemara Bava Basha's Mavur that Yecheved, the Hiroin of Yecheved was Bederech. So what does it mean Yecheved is Nelda Ben Achaymas? Pashas, it means that the Rishbam is Mashmanei and Bava Basha. Nelda Ben Achaymas doesn't mean she was Nelda as they were coming into Mitzrayim. Nelda Ben Achaymas means she was Nelda in Mitzrayim. She was Nelda in Mitzrayim 9 months after they came to Mitzrayim. But when was Levi Mishamish Bederech? Ran has come out mafurish that way, because the Ran says a lashon the yoredei Mitzrayim yoydin hoye ba'atzman shein sveim v'yosef nami yoydin hoye ba'ishu shoye berevach. He calls them the yoredei Mitzrayim. If it was before they went down to Mitzrayim, why is he calling them the yoredei Mitzrayim? The Torah says because Levi's tashmish he was naming on was bederech when he was going down to Mitzrayim, and that time they knew about Yosef also. So this is one pshat. The Ran and the Ritva says that the pshat is because they knew themselves that they were surveyor. The shaila is, what about Yosef? The Torah says they knew Yosef also was surveyor, because Levi was only Mishamish when he knew that Yosef was already the Melech of Mitzrayim, he had plenty of food. For the Goyim, there's no din to Mishnah to Fitzara. The Marshah brings from the Panei Achraz and the Chizkuni that even if they didn't know anything about Yosef, but you're only Mechuyiv to Mishnah to Fitzara v'tzibur, you're not Mechuyiv to Mishnah to Fitzara v'yochit. So since they knew that Tzibur, Klal Yisrael, Yaakov and the Shvatim had bread, even if they didn't know anything about Yosef, even if it was before, even if you're Neman like the Marshah, that Neilu Ben Achaymas means as soon as they came into Mitzrayim, and the Tashish was 7 or 9 months before, Neman like the Beis Yosef that way, still, they didn't have to worry about Yosef, because Yosef was only a Yachid. A Yachid, you don't have to be Mishtamish, you don't have to be Chayish for his tzak. It's not like the Ran and the Ritva, but this is the Pshat of the Chizkuni, the Yishayim, the Chizkuni, and the Panei Achraza. Neil Chayim done that Neil Ben Achaymas means as they came into Mitzrayim, and the Rayim wasn't on the way. The Rayim was 9 months before. Herb Pshat, you could say, the Maruksia says this in the Sasemis, that in Eretz Yisrael there was a Rav and there was no food. So there was an Emissaravai. So there the Pshat is, you have to say, so that's why Yosef, who understood that that Klal Yisrael was in Eretz Canaan, where there was no food, he couldn't be Mishamish. Because his father and brothers, the rest of Klal Yisrael, was in Eretz Canaan, where there was a Rav. Mashenkin in Mitzrayim, there was plenty of food. Yosef had all the Yitzharis and the food. He opened them up for the Mitzrayim. That's not called the Rav. So Mela, they didn't have to worry about Yosef's Tzar. They knew they sold Yosef to Mitzrayim. Maybe he's dead, but if he's alive, he's in Mitzrayim. So Mamela, they don't have to worry about his tzar, because in Mitzrayim there's no Rav. That's the third mahalach, you could say, al derech, the Ran and the Ritva, that the pshat was, you only have to be worried about the tzar of Klal Yisrael, and Levi knew at the time of the Tashmish that they all had food. A third mahalach to answer Taisa's kasha, why Levi was Mishamish, is the mahalach of the Beis Yosef and the Taz. The Beis Yosef and the Taz say, Bechlav HaHolissa wasn't Negeya, it was Kaida Matan Teir. Kaida Matan Teir, there's no Isser. This is only Lacha Matan Torah. No, you learn out, because since the Pasuk says B'terim Tavish Nasarov, the Pasuk is Magdish that two sons were born B'terim Tavish Nasarov, Vais Dais is a Kpeda Natu Mishamish Mishnasarov, Avad that is no Isser Kaida Matan Torah, but you learn out there's such a Kpeda, so you learn out from the Pasuk, it's an Asmachta, it's a Drosha, a Yitra Akra, that al kaponim la'achem matan Torah, there is an isser to mishamish b'shnas l'rov. Abakayda matan Torah, there's no such isser. That's the pshat of the Beis Yosef and the Taz. The Gvuris Riosa says this pshat. Yosef himself maybe wasn't mishamish, al seminis chasidis, but the isser is avad and not kayda matan Torah, so Levi didn't have an isser. Memela, and the Joshua's apostle is not because you see Yosef wasn't Meshamish, it's because you have extra word, but Terim Tovish Nasarov. Vaistais, Namal, there isn't Issa Tashmish. So the Mashal is bothered with this Pshat, even though it was Kaidim Antayim, but the others were Mekayim called Terakula. It says that Avraham Avinu was Mekayim, even Erev Tavshilin, even their Abonans. So what's the Pshat that Levi wasn't Mekayim called Terakula before Matan Torah? So this day Chemet says, he brings in the Tshuvah Ramah Simen Yud, that after the Ovis, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were Mekayim called Terakula. But the Shvatim? No, the Shvatim weren't Mekayim called Terakula. Also, you could say a Pshat, like the Nefesh HaChaim says, explains why Yaakov married two sisters, that the Pshat is that they were Mekayim called Terakula because of the Inyan, not because of the Chiyav, because the Tuayf Gevaldig and Yonah by being Kayim called Terakula. Now, Shang, if they saw that they could Tuayf and Yonim by being over on the Torah, that's what they did. Hey, Levi could be Sur, Baruch Kacha, he had to have a Yecheved. Moshe and Aaron's mother, he had to come from him. His Ramela, he was even though there was an Isser Alpi Torah, but since it's Kaidama and Torah, there's no Isser. It's just an Inyan to keep called Torah Kula, but when Taka there's an Inyan, not the way, that was Deicha. So it's not Shver why Levi was Meshamish, it was Kaidama and Torah, there was no Chiyiv. That's the third Mahalach to answer Taisus Kasha. Now let's go weiter. The Gemara in Amud Beis. The Gemara brings Amr Abirim Barabba, Ein Tanis Tzibu Mevavel El Tishba Bovat. The Din Tanis Tzibu you don't have in Bavel, the only time is Tisha B'Av. Now, it doesn't mean that Bezins never Gezer a Tainis in Bavel. Of course they are. But it means it doesn't have the Chimer of a Tainis Tzibu. We have in the Mishnah Gufa, in the previous Mishnah we had that the first three Taniyos that Bezin is Geizer from Gesham, starting from Rosh Chodesh Kislev, are Taniyos that you could eat Micha Shechshecha, and it's Mutter in Malacha, in Rechitza, in Sicha, in Ilse Sandal, in Tashamit. You don't have any other Inuyim. There's just an Isra of eating and drinking, and it only starts in the morning. Similar to the way we have the Tanis of Shiva Sabatamas and Asar Batavis in Sayyim Gedalia. And then it says in the next Mishnah, Avra Elav Leinenu, then Bezdin makes a Gzeiram. Another three taniyos were there, Ya'ichl v'sheisim b'yayim, and the surim b'malacha, u'b'rechitza b'sicha, u'b'nilas asandal b'tashamita. That there's an issur starting from the night before, it's a 24-hour fast, and also the other inuyim, rechitza sicha, nilas asandal tashamita, also asur, similar to Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. And that's what it means by tanis tzibur, with all the chumris of a tanis tzibur. And that we don't have in Bavel. In Bavel, there's no din of tanis tzibur. The din of Tanis Tzibur is only in Eretz Yisrael. The shaila is why the three mahalchim and the rishonim. Why is it that there's no Tanis Tzibur in Bavel? Taisa says, shailam harbe geshamim. They didn't have a problem of geshamim like they have in Eretz Yisrael. So when it doesn't rain, nishkeferlech. So mail the not geizer a Tanis Tzibur. Also Rashi says imsachem nafnan daladim at base. That they didn't have that, like the Gemara said, above a swampy, it doesn't need rain so much, and Mimela, they weren't grazing with tiny Siba because of rain. So the Ramban asks, Ibazai, Lechayat Stafka Bavel, the other parts of Chutzlaritz, parts that do need rain, would have the same din as Eretz Yisrael. Man's Mashmi Nechanami just found that Dachuk, the Beis Yosef's also Mashmi, learned up in Rashi that it's Dafka Bavel, but the places that do need rain, there would be a din of Tainis Tzibur. But the Me'iri says that could be Rashi holds that Kol Chutzlars is Guri Yachar Bavel, just like we find Lagabe She'ela, Lagabe the Saint Talamat Levracha, because Bavel doesn't need rain until 60 days after the Tkufa. We don't ask for rain in the entire Chutzlars till 60 days after the Tkufa. Even that was Shver, some Rishayim had the Kash, like we spoke about in the previous year. But could be that Salacha also Lagabe Tainis Tzibur, that in the entire Chutzlaritz would also have a din like Bavel, stam, because it's gar after Bavel, even though the tam wouldn't apply. The Ramban also has another kasha, that's very good, legam b'gashamim. But what about other tzaris? What about other tzaris? Why wouldn't there be a tanis tzibur in Bavel by other tzaris? What's if shat ain't tanis tzibur in Bavel, ella, tisha Bavel vat? L'chay, other tzaris should have a tanis tzibur. Ella, my tain is the Ramban. Going to say that maybe there was no din tanis tzibur b'chlal, only by geshamim. But he says that's very shvei, it's even a bigger mistake than the first one, tanis Ramban. Because you find that the other Tsaris Amuchamad and rain. Because by rain, it says that you're not Masriya right away. You're not Masriya right away. The first three fasts that they had, like regular fasts, and then even the next three fasts, which they had with all the Chumras, they still weren't Masriya. Only the last seven fasts with the din of being Masriya, it's a different type of tefillah. Mashenke, but other tzaras is mavur in the next parak, they are Masriya right away. So you see, other tzaras are more Chumr. And who would then the other way? It says that if they weren't Nena after the 13 fasts, the three that weren't Chamer and the three that were Chamer without Masriya and the seven that they were Masriya, then that's it. They stopped fasting. Mashenke and other tzaras, they continued fasting until the tzar is over. You see that the other tzaras are more Chamer. So the Ramban Tainas of Adra should be Din Tainas Siba on the other tzaras. But there, the Rambam is Mefurish that the din of Tanis Siba in Eretz Yisrael is only for rain. He says there's no Tanis Siba by Bavel. There's only Tanis Siba in Eretz Yisrael b'shvil ha-matar. So you see in the Rambam already that the din Tanis Siba in Eretz Yisrael was dafka for rain. The Miri answers, so what's the pshat? I see the other tzaras are mochamer. He says they're not mochamer. Rain is like the ikachai olam hazeh is rain. And there you have the emes chumra of the Tanis Siba, mashenke and other tzaras. And that you find the Chumrah, the Gabi being Masriya right away, he says, because rain, you don't know it's a problem yet. If it rains later, that's just as good. So really, you're not Masriya yet, it's not a big emergency, it's not like other tzaras where you see the emergency right away. And the Gabi being Masana afterwards, because the pshat is by rain, if it didn't rain the entire winter season, so that's it, the rain's not going to help anymore. So you stop being Masana. Masriya and other tzaras, you're still Masana, you want the tzara to go away. But really, other tzaras are not as chomer as rain. That's what the Miri Tainus, and that stems with the Rambam that says, Klar, Tainus Sibur is only on rain. So this is the Mahalach of Rashi and Taisus, that Tainus Sibur is only on rain, and there's no big problem of rain in Bavel. The second Mahalach is the Ravid that the Rishonim bring. The Ravid says, Pasha, practically, in Bavel it's very, very hard to have a Tainus Sibur. He says, because they were very poor, and they didn't have that much to eat and drink, so they couldn't fast for until 24 hours. And also they weren't so healthy, they needed the rechitza more, they were not healthy people, and also it was a colder climate, so they needed the nilus sandal. It wasn't possible to make a fast. The parsha would be too hard for the people in Bavel. The Ramban and the Ran say on that, it's a tam chol sheim by tam v'reach. That's what the Ravid says. Now the Ramban and the Ran, and this l'chay, also the Rosh is saying the same thing from the Rav Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi. The pshat was, you need a nasi to make a tainus tzibur. Or could be you need bezdin smuchim to make a tainus tzibur. In order to have the kayach to make a tainus tzibur, you need a nasi. Or you need bezdin smuchim. Now it's a shawl that a nasi, that bezdin smuchim, and memela, they could give the tainus a chaymer of a tainus tzibur. And bavel, and who would in the whole chutzlaritz, there was no nasi, there was no bezdin smuchim, and mel, they didn't have the kayach to make it into a tainus tzibur. Beis Yosef Nemzon, the Rambam also holds that way, because the Rambam says that all chutzlarets, they don't have Tainus Tzibur, and if he meant like Rashi and Taisus, he would only said Bavel. Like we said, from the Meiri, could be Rashi and Taisus also hold all chutzlarets, but Kapanim, that's what the Beis Yosef Nemzon. Kapanim, Reif Yishenim, Zich, hold this, the Pshat, the Ramban, the Ran, the Rosh, and the Rav Yom. You don't have the Nasi, you don't have Bezin Smuchin, they don't have the Kayach to make it into a Tainus Tzibur. Now there's a shtickel machlekes, the Ramban and the Ran say in the Kuda that they don't have a kayach to make a Kabbalah that the whole tzibur is mechuyiv to. They could just make a gzeira and every yachid's going to have to makabal the tainus on himself. So Mel, that's why it's a tainus yachid. It can't be a tainus tzibur because they don't have a kayach to make a Kabbalah's tainus, which that Kabbalah is a chalois Kabbalah which binds the whole tzibur. They don't have the kayach for that. For that, you need an asi, you need bezin smuchim. So, mele, each yachid asks you makabel, it's going to be a tainus yachid. So, in that, the Beis Yosef asks that the Tur and the Rosh don't hold that way. The Tur and the Rosh say mefurish that when bezin's geyser are tainus, the yachidim don't have to be makabel. As long as they know that there was a gzeris tainus, then mele a part of the tainus. So, you see that even without smuchim, without an asi, even in chutzlar, it's mashma. There is a din kabbalah, the whole tzibur is makabal. So mela, why wouldn't there be a din of tainus tzibur for all the chumris? Taina de Beis Yosef, Vices, they hold the mixes like the Ramban and the Ran. That even without a Nasi or a Bezin Smuchin, you have a Kayach to make a Kabbalah. The Tzibur has a Kayach to make a Kabbalah, even the Chutz Laretz, that everyone should be part of the Kabbalah. They don't have to Makabal themselves the Memele Mechuyiv. But that Kabbalah doesn't have the Chaymer of a Tainus Tzibur. That the Kabbalah should have a Chaymer of a Tainus Tzibur. For that you need a Nasi, for that you need Bezin Smuchin. If you don't have Bezin Smuchim, Enech and Amin, the Kabbalah works, and the Yechidim don't have to be Makabal, but still won't have the Chayim of a Tainus Tzibur. That's how he learns up, and that's how he passes. The one Nekuda needs a little bit more beer is what's it in today in Eretz Yisrael? Big Yosef already talks about it, because today we don't have a Nasi, we don't have Smuchim even in Eretz Yisrael. So is there a din that you don't have a Tainus Tzibur in Eretz Yisrael either? The Beit Yosef says that there was a time of Atzirus Gesham in Eretz Yisrael in his time. Beit Yosef was the Chida. There was a time of Atzirus Gesham, and the Zikni Yishlaim and the Zikni Chavim were Geizu, all the Taniyas of the Mishnah, the full 13 Taniyas of the Mishnah with all the Chumras. Everyone was Mechuyiv not only to fast, but everyone was Mechuyiv to have all these Inuyim. So Beit Yosef Tainat on them. About ain't Tainas Siba B'Bavel. Like the Rishayim says, because you don't have the Bezdim, we don't have Smuchim. We don't have the Kayach to be Geizer or Tainus Tzibur. Today in Eretz Yisrael, we also don't have that. So they Tainitim, Shlichusa de Kamoi Ka'avdi. That in Eretz Yisrael is a Musig that you could do the Shlichus of the Nasi or the Smuchim that were there before. We find that Musig in Legabe Bezdim, Legabe Chayshe Mishpat. Lamashal, you need Smuchim to be done Dine Nezikin. And the Gemara says that even though today we don't have smuchin, but we're doing the shlichus of the smuchim amol. You could do it in Bavel, they do the shlichus in Eretz Yisrael. You could do it in Eretz Yisrael even though you don't have, because you do shlichus of the original ones. A little bit schwer. There you find that even Chutz Laretz could do the shlichus. He's mefalpel out about it, and he finds it a bissel schwer, but Lameisa, he's mevatel das to the Zikni Shlaim and the Zikni Chevron that they made these Tanesim. Shari Tshuva and the Mishnah Berurah, they bring down the Shmuz. They have today the din of Tanesim Neitz Yisrael and Atzirus Gishamim. Lefi Zeh, so Lechar even Mamish today, if there ever is a year where Rachmanu Litzlan, it doesn't rain for a long time in Eretz Yisrael, they should make these Tanesim, like it says in the Mishnah, Atzirus Gishamim, with all the dinim in the Mishnah. Now I saw in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah, he brings from the Chazei Nish, someone brought from the Chazanish that the Chazanish said that today Atzirus Gesham is not such a problem because we could import the food. Amolig Etzayin, they couldn't import food. They didn't have a way to transport the food like we have now. Atzirus Gesham was a Gefer L'chatzar. That's why there was a Gzeris Tainius. But today, even in places which Mamish need rain, like Eretz Yisrael, but still, it won't be so Gefer L'ch if there's no rain because you get food from other places. So, Mel, that's why we don't have the Din Tainius today. Now we're going to start a little bit the next sugya. The Gemara says, "Am Rab Ziri, Am Rav Huna, Yachet shekibul all of tainis, afilu achol v'shas akol alayla, l'machru mispal tfilas hatainis." Yachet that's already mekabel tainis, even if he ate and drank the whole night, the next morning he could say the tfilas hatainis. And the Gemara contrasts that with lon betanisai. If he actually didn't even drink the whole night, he was lon betainis. And the Gemara explains later, it's because he never was Mekabel. If he was already Mekabel Tainus, so then it's considered a Tainus from the morning, and he could already say the Tfilas Tainus the next morning. But if he wasn't Mekabel Tainus, even though he didn't eat the whole night, so you would say he's being Lon B'Tainus, but since he wasn't Mekabel Tainus, it's not called a Tainus, he doesn't say the Tfilas Tainus the next morning. Think about this more in the next year. But what's Negeya is that the Lashon of the Brice is L'machar Mispal Tfilas Tainus, it sounds like the night, the Ma'ariv of the night before the Tainus, you don't say the Tfilas Tainus, you don't say Aneinu. The next morning Shachris, you say Aneinu by Shachris, but the night by Ma'ariv, you don't say Aneinu. But it's a Machlokes Rishayim. The Baal HaMaor is Medayik, like we said, that the night, you don't say Aneinu, you only say Aneinu starting from the next morning. That's a sheet of the Baal HaMaor. But Rav Rishayim hold that you say Aneinu all the time. Ma'ariv also you say Aneinu. Ma'ariv, Shachris, and Mincha, you say Aneinu by the Tainus. Emesis is mefurish in the Gemara in Shabbos that way. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Chaf Dalet, says that by Taniyos, by Shachris, by Ma'ariv Shachris and Mincha, you say Me'ena Ma'ariv B'Shemei Tefila, you say Aneinu B'Shemei Tefila. So this Gemara, which says L'mocha, you say the Tefila's Tainus, is Mashma, that the night before you do not say the Tefila's Tainus. But the Gemara in Shabbos that says that you say Tefila's Tainus, Ariv Shachris and Mincha, is Mashma Ma'ariv, also you say the Tefila's Tainus. So the Baal Amar holds, like we said, like the Mashmais of Agamar, that Ma'ariv, you don't say the Tefila's Tainus. And he says that that Gemara is talking about a tainus, a real tainus tzibur, where they start me by yom, where you can't eat by night. So there, since the tainus starts you by yom, it starts by night, so then you could say the tefillah's tainus by night also. But our Gemara, which is talking about a tainus yachid, where he's eating by night, the tainus starts the next morning, so he only says the tefillah's tainus the next morning. That's how the Baal Amar learns pshat. But the other Rishayim argue. The other Rishayim say that by all Tanesim you say Ma'ariv, you say Aneinu by the Ma'ariv of the Tainus also, even though you're eating and drinking. What do they do with this Gemara that says L'machar? So the Gilyan Ashas brings that Rashi and Shamas was Mashi, it wasn't Gairis here L'machar. But Rav Yishayim are Gairis L'machar. So why does it say L'machar you misspell Tfilas Tainus? Let it say by night already you misspell Tfilas Tainus. But Yishayim say, who are them by night you misspell Tfilas Tainus? The reason why it says L'machar, first of all, it's because it's L'rebusa. At night, you still didn't eat yet, so maybe there you could say the Tefillah's Tainus. But if you ate and drank the whole night, so now your mamish full, so that's a chiddush, and even the next morning, after eating and drinking the whole night, you still say the Tefillah's Tainus. That's one teretz. Secondly, they say that it's coming lafuke the other one, that lon betanisai, there it has to say l'machar, because there fakert, that's when you're fasting. You already fasted the whole night, you lon betanisai, and the next morning you still don't say the Tefillah's Tainus because you weren't makabel. Here it's Negei L'machar, so Agav the Sefer, it says here also L'machar, even though who would then by night to say the Tefillah's Tainus. Mishainim say that it's hard to say like the Baal Amar in the Gemara in Shabbos, because the Gemara in Shabbos also mentions that you don't say the Askara by Birchas Hamazon. If you're going to say it's talking about a Tainus, that you have a 24-hour Tainus, that you don't need it all, so there is no Birchas Hamazon. So what's pshat that you don't say Askara by Birchas Hamazon? Vice versa, we're talking about a Tainus, which is only a Tainus during the day. At night, you don't yet you can eat a tainus yachid, and even then, at night by Shmeina Esrei, you say Aneinu. You have a skara by Shmei Tefillah, and the meal that you eat at night, you don't have a skara by Birchas Hamazon. But according to the Baal Amar, there's no mocking to talk about a skara by Birchas Hamazon. There is no Birchas Hamazon. The Baal Amar is bothered. How's it shaykh bechlal to say Aneinu by night? You're not fasting yet. How could you say Aneinu before you start fasting? You could eat and drink. What's past Aneinu? Now the Rishayim say, Chamis and the Ritva and the Ran, that the Etzin, the whole Yom, is called the Yom Tainus. The Tainus is the whole Yom. Now Vas, the Tainus, the Yom Tainus, is Mechayiv and Isra Achilu Shtia from Netzacham and from Aleis HaShachar. But the Etzin Tainus is the whole Yom. The whole 24 hours is the Tainus. Now the Tainus, and by Tainus Sibur, it's Mechayev, the whole thing is has an Issa Achil Ishtia. And by Tainus Yachid, the Tainus is Mechayev, that the day is Issa Achil Ishtia. But the whole day is called the Tainus, so it's Shayach Taskaris Meina Ma'ira, even the night before, even though you didn't start fasting yet. The Shayni bring two rayas that the whole day is called the Tainus. First of all, like we'll see in the Sugis, you have to make a Kabbalah's Tainus, before the night. You have to make it by Mincha. You have to make it before the night. What's the pshat? If the Tainus starts first in the morning, so why can't I be Mekabel before the morning? Why do I have to Mekabel the day before? In them shtey, that that's an entire day is a Tainus. So Memela, in order to shtel avek the day for a Tainus, you have to Mekabel before the day starts. Once it becomes night, you can't make the entire day into a Tainus. So that's why it's a chsar in the Kabbalah's Tainus. The Kabbalah's Tainus has to be before. But that's a raya, that the whole day is a tainus, the whole 24 hours is a tainus. Just the Issa Achilu Shtiyah starts by the morning. Another raya they bring, the Gemara brings the halacha, that once you finish the suda, once you went to sleep, you can't eat anymore. Even though it's not the morning yet, but you can't eat anymore. So once you masich, that's from the eating, you can't eat anymore. If you're going to say the tainus starts in the morning, what's the pshat? What should be the issa to eat just because I stopped eating? What's the pshat? It's not yet the tainus. LMI, really the whole day is a tainus. Now the tainus starts in the morning, so then you could say that when you finished eating for the night, That already is considered that the tainus starts with Issa Achila starts from you. Since L'maisa the whole day is a tainus, now the Issa Achila Shtia starts by the morning. So Tarit says when a person's Masir Das in the evening, he went to sleep, so then the Issa Achila Shtia starts for him. But that's a raya that the whole day B'emison is a tainus. That's the Rishayim's raya. In the Balamor, I think it'll be mistarbit to say, he's also maskim to them, that the whole day is called the tainus, the whole day has Dine tainus. But he holds that the tefillah's tainus is only when you're fasting the pile. Isaiah would think the pshat in the Balamor not to make such a break to machloikis, and also because of the rayas they brought from the Kabbalah and from the fact that you can't eat after, once you start sleeping. It's a rayah that really the whole day is a tainus. The Balamor is also masking that the Balamor holds that if you're not fasting, even though the day is a tainus, it doesn't pass to say an enu, just like somebody who's not fasting because of chayli. Avada, the day is a tainus. He's not fasting because of his einus. And still, he doesn't say the tefillah says anenu. But I saw in Egris Meisha, in Arachayim Simakuf Samaches, he names on the coin to Balamar that there is b'chlal no dine tainus until the morning. He's tailored a shayla if you could get married on the Leil of Yudzayim Batamas in this machlaik is Rishonim. So Chiddush, I would have said that even the Balamar is masking that it's a tainus. Just like Abi Anenu holds, you have to be fasting b'payil. Halacha, Rashi says in Shabbos, Tosfos brings it down here. It brings from the Ga'inim that the minig is not to say Anenu, not by Ma'ariv and not by Shachris, only to say Anenu by Mincha, and that's because of a Shash that maybe will happen an Oinus, will happen a Bumis, or whatever it is, and you'll come out of Shachar Mitfilosai. Since if it will happen Oinus, you'll come out of Shachar Mitfilosai, they said you should only say it by Mincha. And the Shlich Tzibur, the Baal, the Lashon of the the Russian Rishonim is the Efshe Sheechad Lo Yisana. Since he's saying it for the Tzibur, Halakaponim, somebody in the Tzibur will be Mesana. So Memela, that's why he's allowed to say it even by Shachris. Thus state in the Rishonim, they bring it down from the Ga'inim, Rashi and Shabbos and Tosfos here, and the Rishonim bring it down. And the Rosh, other Rishonim also asks the Kasha that the Gemara says later, Leiv Adam Tanisei Pereya. A person could start fasting, and then he could say, no, I don't want to fast this day, I'll eat today, and I'll fast a different day. We'll learn that Gemara in the next blot. The Shaila is, what happened to the Tefillah Sanenu? He's a Shakir Mitfilosai. So, that's what the Rosh says, he's not a Shakir. If right now he was planning on fasting, and the Vaili is fasting, that's not a Shakir. And he could say, the Vaili is holding by fasting, even if later Ninus happens, he doesn't fast, that's not called a Shakir Mitfilosai. So the Rosh argues, he holds that you should say Anenu all three tefillah, Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv. Taisus and Shabbos also ask his Kasha. So Beis Yosef says, not so shver. You could say that we're talking about, he didn't say Anenu yet. He didn't say Anenu, that's what it means. If he said Anenu, then he's mechuyev to fast the whole day. Kedei shouldn't be a Shachris mitfilosai. Now the Rishonim ask another Kasha. The Gemara says, by a tzibur that was fasting, and then it was Yerudu Gushamim, for Skaidim Chatzais, Then they can eat, if it's Kaidim Chatzais. So the Shaila is, but the Tzibah of Adre said Anenu by Shachris. So what's the Pshat that they can eat if it's Kaidim Chatzais? And you have a problem, the Shachar Mitfilosam. So I saw the Taz says of art, the Taz says the Teretz of this Kasha, that Shachar Mitfilosam is a Pshat, that you're davening Anenu b'yayim tzayim tani seinu, that you're being Taila, the answer to the Tefillah, and the fact that we're fasting. So Mela, since you need the tefillah still to be answered, so if you're going to eat, so come to the tefillah, so you can get the tefillah. You said you should answer my tefillah because I'm fasting, and then come to you weren't fasting. That's a shakram b'tefillasai. Now, Shem came there, they were answered already. They were answered already, so it's not a problem that the tefillah isn't going to be a good tefillah anymore. They were answered already. They had the answer. So Mela, they're not mechuyev to be chayshu the tefillah. Hazel, you're going to daven anenu in the skus that I'm fasting, and comes out in the end you're not fasting. That's a chsayin in the tefillah. So merely you shouldn't make such a tefillah. Tell mincha where you know for sure you're going to be fasting. But it's not a problem if the tefillah was answered, like the tzibur, that's not a problem, because the tefillah is answered already. So good, you have the answer to the tefillah. Also the achreinim were bothered with that it says in the gainim that the shliach tzibur could say Anenu because at least somebody in the tzibah is going to be fasting. The shail is, but the halacha is, if the shliach tzibah actually ate, then he can't say Anenu, even though someone in the tzibah is fasting. He himself has to be fasting. What's the pshat that the shliach tzibah could say it's shachris because somebody is going to be fasting? So I would think could be the pshats like this. Bemis and there's two dinim. If you're not fasting, you stop can't say anenu. Not also yim su shakrin, because for you it's not a tainus. There's no mokim for anenu b'chlal. But for the shliach tzibur, amat shagaynim amaskim to the rishonim, that be'etzim, if b'shas maisa, you're fasting, it's yet past the kanas anenu. Novice, then they're afraid that maybe will come at the elites, will come at your shakrin mitfilosei, you daven b'schus that you're fasting, lamaisa you weren't fasting, so tzishkin tfila. Mashenki in the shliach tzibur, it's davening for the tzibur, even if he b'poil ends up not fasting, but the tfila is still a good tfila because someone else is fasting, part of the tzibur's fasting, that would go for make it a good tefillah, wouldn't be called a shakrim tefillah.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.